There was no property manager as such then, or administrators as they were called. There wasn't even an administrator. It was Mr. Hugh who was in charge, and he was always very friendly and helpful and open-minded, wonderfully open-minded person. Dear man he was. We created the shop in what had been, I forget what now, just by the gate. And then in the next room, on the model of what had happened at Ham, there was a very influential man called Peter Thornton, who was then head of he was keeper of furniture and woodwork at the V&A. He was an inspiring teacher and scholar, and he gathered around him a lot of young people and inspired them with the ideas of historic arrangement of interiors based on archives and documentary evidence, which had been pioneered in Scandinavia. And he put it into effect at Ham, because then that was managed by the V&A for the National Trust. And the idea was to study the inventories in that case, decide which was the most significant period in the house's history, and at Ham there was no question that was in the 1670s. There was an inventory of 1679, and you could, because the house was a second home, it had never been touched, every object could be put back where it had been in 1679, which is very instructive about social history and very fascinating to do. And the things that were most precious at Ham, or textiles which were best preserved, examples of each set were put into a glass enclosed room within which the relative humidity and temperature were controlled for the long-term preservation of them, because the things on show in the showrooms, unlike in a museum where you can give that sort of protection, in a country house you can't. And so on the Ham model, there was a thing called the museum room there, I, in my sort of inexperienced way, thought we should establish something similar here, and was advised by Peter Thornton. So we selected one from each of the sets of furniture, so that whatever happened to the pieces that remained in the showrooms, this one at least would remain as it had been in 1973, or probably about 1974 by now. And chose the Noel sofa, the bizarre silk, amazing arch-backed set, it's a companion stool, it's a unique thing, covered in dress material of 79. The rocking horse, famous rocking horse, which Peter Sackville West refers to in the attic. Yes. And I must say, looking back on it, it was without more expert advice on the technology of it, it was quite an irresponsible thing to do, because it was very difficult without a professional staff here to maintain the humidity, the relative humidity, as it should have been. They were certainly kept out of dust and all that, but I'm not sure that I was all the worried when the horse quite showed signs of shrinking and cracking. So it was always rather a worry, but it was a fashion at the time.